أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we've been looking at section 8, which is ayah 78 to 100. And now we will look at the final ayat of this section, where we find the ludicrous demands that the Makkans make to the Prophet in order to believe, as if they were holding him at ransom. So they said, وَقَالُوا, and they say, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. We will no way believe in you until you cause a fountain to gush forth from the earth for us. يَنْبُوعَ is like a spring water from the ground that bubbles up. So they're so stuck on covering up the truth that they start making these demands. And they said, أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Or you should have a garden of palms and grapes in the midst of which you should cause rivers to flow forth, gushing out. This is in the middle of a desert. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you should cause the heavens to come down upon us in pieces, as you think. Or you should bring Allah and the angels face to face with us. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ فِي زُخْرَفٍ. Or you should have a house of gold. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you should rise up to the heavens. وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ. And even then, we will not believe in your rising up into the sky, in your ascension. حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ. Until you ascend and then you come down and bring a book which we may read. In other words, a book that we would like to read. I mean, here all their stupidity, all their ludicrous demands are listed. قل, this is the answer from Allah. سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا. How perfect is my Rabb. Don't you understand? And I am but a human messenger.
وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا.
And nothing prevents human beings from believing when the guidance come to them, except that they said, what? Has Allah raised up a human messenger? So in other words, when the messenger says, I'm just a human, they protest at his humanness. Their issue was in following divine rules. So they were making just excuses. Look what Allah's telling them. قُلْ, tell them. لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكَ الرَّسُولَ. Even if there had been on the earth angels walking about casually, we would certainly have sent down an angel from the sky as a messenger, but then they would have protested that this was an angel. قُلْ, tell them, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is enough as a witness between me and you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعَبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And surely he is aware of his servants, of his slaves. He is all-seeing. وَمَنْ يَحْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُحْتَدِ. And whomsoever Allah guides, he is the follower of the right way. وَمَنْ يُذْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. And the one whom he causes to go astray, you shall not find any guardians besides divinity for him. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أُمْيًا وَبُقْمًا وَصُمًّا. And we will get them all together on the day of Qiyam, on the day of resurrection, on their faces, blind, dumb, and deaf. Ma'wahum Jahannam, their final place is Jahannam. Kullama khabat zidnahum sa'ira. And whenever the fire would die down, we will revive its burning. So why is such a harsh statement? So Allah is trying to say that you've got so much in front of you. You can see the signs of divinity all around you and you refuse to acknowledge them. So you become blind. You say such ludicrous things. You say such awful things. So you will become dumb. And you refuse to listen to advice. You refuse to listen to divine words. And so you will become deaf. And then in ayah 98, ذَلِكَ جَزَاهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is their compensation because they covered up the truth of our signs. وَقَالُوا, and they said, أَيْذَا كُنَّا إِذَامًا. ورفاتا عنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا. What? We shall have become bones and decayed particles? Shall we then indeed be raised up into a new creation? So the crux of the matter was they would not believe in the Akhirah or in any accountability. And Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do they not consider that Allah who created the heavens and the earth, قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلُهُمْ, that He is not able to create their like? وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, and that He has not appointed a deadline for them? There is no doubt about it. فَعَبَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But those who are unjust continue to cover up the truth. And then finally in ayah 100 of this section, he says, قُلْ, tell them, لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي, even if you controlled the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb, إِذَا لَعَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ, you would withhold it from fear of spending. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ فَتُورًا, and the human being is very stingy. Inshallah, we will continue with section 9 tomorrow. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.